begin with, quote, Reporter, President R, myself, Deputy Mayor Lasker, Trustee Greenberg, and Zeidel. We don't have Trustee Greenwald with us right now. And of course, Mr. Nugent, our attorney. So we have a quorum.
And his assistant.
And Heir apparent, Dylan. Let's begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, okay?
I, the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everybody. Now, is there anyone? Oh, we have Trustee Griswold with us, so we have a full board. Anyone, Jenna, registered for the comment?
No, okay.
Please.
You can fill it out after.
Okay. Yeah, Mr. Cole, it's fine. Fill that later. Yes. I'll just make a motion to open the public comment period.
Second.
By Deputy Mayor Lasker, all in favor?
Aye.
Approved 5-0. Mr. Cole, the floor is yours.
Thank you so much for allowing me to speak. I have a concern, and this has been a concern that's been going on since I moved in. It's happened a few times, and today it happened again. I'd like to ask, the village mayor, trustees, everybody, attorney, if there's something that can be done about this. I understand we have a law within the village that people can't just cut as many trees as they want, and I agree with that law. I think, we should try to keep those trees as much as possible. I'd like to understand why there's a double standard when it comes to O&R, why they have the carte blanche to be able to cut as many trees as they like, cut as many bushes, brush, or anything. I live, the back of my house is towards the 202, and since I've moved here, they've come a few times, and they'll just cut whatever they want on their way, and at the end of the day, for me to have my privacy again, it costs me thousands of dollars to plant more trees, plant more bushes, and I understand they need to cut tall trees that are within 50 feet of the high tension power line, so there shouldn't be any issues. I don't see them cutting it all over the other electric lines, but for some reason, within 50 feet trees, I get it, but in order for them to get to those trees, they feel they can just come onto my property, they can cut all my brush, my bushes, anything that gives my privacy, and I've had to plant trees a few times because of it, and I keep planting things again to cover. And again, today they came and they just do whatever they like, as well as they like. They didn't come beforehand. There should be some sort of a vetting process they should have to go through without being able to. If I wanted to go cut trees on my property, I'd have to get approval. I think they should have the same thing. It's not fair that us as a village, people who live here, we pay taxes, we spend a lot of money on our properties, and they should be able to do whatever they want, how they like it, just because they decided.
Thank you.
So I'd like to hear what you guys have to say.
Normally it's not a Q&A, but let's ask our attorney what the policy is.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a hard thing to resolve when you come in the first time tonight. I haven't heard a thing about this, so I don't, know anything about your particular situation, but in general I can tell you the utilities do have a right under the Public Service Commission to remove certain trees or cut trees as needed that potentially can interfere with power lines. I'm not sure if that's what you're talking about, but if it's one of those areas, they do have some authority to do that, and they wouldn't be subject to our tree code if it's related to their utility lines. If it's something else, then
Brian, will they need to get approval from the homeowner to get onto his property, not on their easement? If they want to go on his property to cut trees that are in the easement, are they allowed to go on his property too?
Typically not to cut the tree, but they could trim the portion that may infringe
the overlap,
easement.
Which I understand.
Kind of like you could cut your neighbor's tree if it comes over into your property.
Can you do that?
You're technically allowed to trim that, but if you damage it or do it in a way that kills the tree, you can still have liability, but you are able to trim branches.
What about bushes that are this high that are nowhere even close to growing?
They apparently cut bushes.
They're not just cutting the tree, they're cutting everything.
Did you contact O&R about it?
This has happened a few times already. And every time we get into a fight with them, I lose.
Mr. Cole, you just said it. Mr. Nugent, can I give you specific, because you're not his client, can I give you legal advice? I will say this. It sounds like something owner needs to be contacted directly and right? I mean, it doesn't seem like it is.
No, my suggestion is have the resident send an email to the board. Ronan is our communication liaison. Let him send it to the board. Ronan will send it to the attorney with the exact details. If there's something that the village could do with R&R, I'm sure it would be you as the mayor to reach out to them. If it's not, we'll let the resident.
For the R&R, she has to run it by the village before they want to just come and do whatever they want.
That's what he said.
No approval.
They don't normally have to.
But again, it sounds like maybe you're missing something slightly different. Now, as far as copying O&R, I believe, is Mr. Grant still the...
No, he's not there anymore.
So, I said, okay, so send to us, what we'll do is I'll find out who...
What I could do, I'll be honest with you, we have send it to Ronan, he's our liaison, he will share it with the board, and we do have a contact person at O&R. Her name is
Trish, I think.
Trish yeah, Austin. Awesome. We'll reach out to her, ask her what is for their policy, get her input, and then I'll present it to our attorney, both sides, and we'll see what he suggests for this line of action. At the end of the day, we care for our residents. That's what we're here for you. And if there's something we could do, we will do our best.
Or at least to limit them, that they can do.
If they have rights, like Brian said, we are also limited in our
rights. So I know they have rights to the trees, so this shouldn't get into the electrical. That's fine, but not the other brochure.
Yeah, so I think that's why you should give us specifically, you know, what you're thinking is the problem, so we can present that to O&R, and then maybe if we get a response, they might, you know, tell us some answer that they need to get in on the ground or the bushes in the way. I just don't know. But if you give us that, we can at least reach out to them and say, look, you know, this resident feels like you might be going too far. Can you, you know, explain what's going on here, why you're removing bushes as opposed to trimming trees or something like that?
Okay.
And
okay.
If you could do like Trustee Greenwald says, send some pictures, that would be good.
We'll do.
And as detailed, maybe a detailed letter as possible.
We'll do that.
Thank you.
We'll do our best. If there's nobody else, I'll make a motion to close public hearing. Second by Deputy Mayor Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So we'll close the public comment. We're moving to item number 5, the approval of the Treasury report. Zadel, do you mind doing the honors for the Treasury report for
a trustee? Zadel, move the resolution that payments of general funds claims solely $279,965.17 sent forth on page 7 in the monthly abstract listing dated June 25th, 2024, through July 29th, 2024, submitted to hereby approved. Subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees, the payrolls of June 28th, 2024, June 12th, 2024, July 26th, 2024, set forth in the payroll in the amount of $12,811.85, $13,020.72, $12,992.50, respectively. I hereby submit for approval, subject to individual audits by the Board of Trustees. Second by Trustee Greenwald. And
vote in favor?
All in favor?
Aye. I just want to make a comment, Mayor. The reason why the budget is higher this month on total claims funds is we actually paid for the playground that was installed by Pat Persetti. We're going to have that in our agenda, but if you look in the budget, there's $169,000. That's why the budget looks a bit higher than usual. We will hopefully get reimbursed that amount of money as soon as possible by the county, since we got a $200,000 grant.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor Lasker, and for everybody that has been involved in obtaining this grant and seeing it come to fruition. Item number 6 is approval of minutes to the village board.
I'll make a motion to approve the meeting minutes of June 24, 2024. Prepared by our village clerk, Jenna Antoine. Do I have a second?
Second. Second by Trustee Greenwald. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 5-0. No comments to the minute. Thank you, Jenna, for preparing this. Again, it was Deputy Mayor Lasker and Trustee Greenwald. Okay. We are moving to number 7, Cultural Center Report. G'day, the floor is yours.
Sure. Thank you, sir. Good evening.
The summer 2024 art exhibition, titled Collective Spirit, opened June 2nd with an opening reception the following Sunday, June 9th. And there was a nice turnout. And the show will be on view through August 3rd, thanks to participating artists, Dan Trainer, Joyce Byrne, Colin Bernhut, and Kenneth Byrne. The Summer Concert 2024 is scheduled for Saturday, August 3rd at 8 p.m., featuring the Bar Johnson Band performing a selection of jazz and blues. The event will be open for live attendees and will be streamed live via ofnit.com. Light refreshment will be served. Thank you to Jagdala Master Arta for providing the live streaming. The Autumn Exhibition 2024 is scheduled for Sunday, September 22nd, with the opening reception the following Sunday, September 29. Proposed budget for the event is $350 for hospitality and $400 for the music performance, for the total of $750. Maintenance need to be a schedule for the gather at the culture center before go to the about the gather. I would like to the mayor and the boards to approve the budget of $750 for the autumn exhibition 2024.
I'll make a motion to approve $750 for the autumn exhibition of 2024, for the $350 for hospitality and $400 for music performance. Do I have a second?
Second by trustee Greenberg. Any questions? None. All in favor?
Aye.
5-0. Thank you. Good day.
Thank you.
Good day. Regarding the maintenance, Mayor, let me just add regarding the maintenance. I know, the gutter broke, what happened?
Okay, what's the situation? I cleaned the gutter in the front and then also in the back parking lot with the help of the resident. Mm-hmm. He locked the village, he locked the center, so at least he can help. But in the front, I realized it on the top, they don't cover them. I thought it's a new one. And then also it's not dark over there.
The gutter
like gutter covers?
Yeah, it's not covers. And then all the dirt, when we clean up, it was like a big bucket of dirt we found
and
all
the
dirt.
Broke the bridge when they did the gutters?
And then in the back of the gutters is falling. Falling.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you, but my aim is I want to try to get a grant after November, hopefully, from one of our representatives in Albany. If I can get a grant of $100,000, we can fix the whole center up, everything that needs to be fixed.
I really hope I'm
aiming for that. I told that to the mayor.
Yes.
So if it's something that it's an emergency, let's fix it. But in general, I'd rather not have to do small jobs here and there, fix everything that needs to be done and minimize it from the taxpayers' money. So that would be beautiful, if you don't mind. Again,
no, I don't mind.
I want to
give
you a beautiful center.
I like, but this is the cleaning gather.
Could you send us pictures of where the problem is?
Routine maintenance.
Could
you
send pictures to Jenna where the issue is? On
yes,
the
yes.
Send her the pictures. By email, she will forward it to us.
I have to
okay,
phone now.
Okay.
You would like to see?
Okay, perfect.
You want
send it to her.
Yeah, no, it doesn't have to be right this second.
Yeah, yeah.
He means just...
Just clean the doctor.
Yeah, send us a picture and we'll try to get it done.
Okay.
Both myself and the Belton board and Mr. Lester, who all mentioned the grant we're expecting to get, and we are very thankful.
We hope to get.
We are very thankful for our representatives, specifically Mr. Wheeler, which helped us in the past and will help us in the future.
We hope Elijah Melnick too.
And Mr. Melnick also. We are very thankful for our representatives in Albany, which helped us maintain the village with beyond our tax money. So we thank them, and hopefully after November, they'll help us do a good job on the cultural center.
Okay.
Now we are moving to
the
new business.
Good day, thank you for all your work.
Thank you, sir.
Good day,
thank
you. To see you without a cane. as far as the business, let's begin with road safety.
Can we start A and B first? Because I know there's some people who are sorry, correct. I'm sorry, that is true. We have some of the representatives to talk about the present plan, so.
Thank just because he's waiting,
I
have to
thank you. Of course, sorry, I didn't think it should have been first. So, everybody, we have a representative from the DTIC who's going to explain to us about the possibility for a comprehensive plan, why is such a thing needed, what is entailed, and the services this company can offer the village in creating the comprehensive plan.
Thank you very much, and thank you for the consideration of moving me up on the agenda. So tonight, I'm here to talk about comprehensive plans, why we do comprehensive plans. In New York State, there is, in village law, a requirement that if you have zoning in your communities, it must be in conformance with a well-considered plan. Those are the verbiage they use. When you have a comprehensive plan, that is considered your well-considered plan. In the absence of a comprehensive plan, because nothing in the laws say you have to have a formally adopted comprehensive plan, the court, should there ever be a challenge to your zoning, will look at your entire record of policies and discussions and zoning itself to establish what it interprets or believes is your plan. So everything you've said over the last several 5-6 years, the courts will review it and say, is this action that you've taken consistent with your past practice? So if you have a comprehensive plan, it's essentially a proactive versus reactive approach. It can have many advantages to being reactive, the obvious being that you're controlling the results. It's not foggy, it's not nebulous. You're telling the public, government, other levels of government, what your goals are for the community. Additionally, when you adopt zoning and you are reactive, you don't have a plan, you are hoping that the zoning that you're adopting is going to accomplish the goals that you're seeking. A lot of times this zoning that you have to adopt is coming from somebody who wants to do something that's not allowed. And they're not interested in giving you the best tools to achieve those goals. They're giving you the best tool to achieve what they want to do, and selling it to you as if it will achieve your goals, right? So when you do a comprehensive plan, usually it leads to code amendment and several approaches to achieving your goals. So if you are looking to preserve community character, that comprehensive plan can give you a range of tactics for achieving that, and you can choose which ones you pursue, rather than reacting by taking whatever somebody has offered in the way of achieving this. It provides a gradual approach versus a sudden approach. So you're looking forward, you're anticipating your needs, and you're reacting to your needs in a considered way versus waiting for something to become an emergency and then reacting to it under pressure when you don't have the time to consider. Additionally, it's about citizen acceptance, because when you prepare a comprehensive plan, you're involving the citizenry, you're involving your public in that process from day one. And when they're involved and have a say from the outset to the finish, even if they end up with a plan recommendation that isn't exactly what they wanted, they tend to be more accepting if they were included in the process. Lastly, it can be a means to attract investment. If there are areas of the village that you feel are ripe for change that need a different approach, you can establish those parameters in advance. Why? Because you're going to base your comprehensive plan on real data. So the first part of any comprehensive plan is a data analysis. We go, we look at your zoning, we look at your land use, we look at the market, we look at market trends. Whether it be demographics, whether it be climate change, whether it be different statutory requirements that are being promulgated by DEC. We have wetlands regulations coming down from DEC as of January 1st. All of these things get taken into account, and then you, the village board, make recommendations and strategies and policies for addressing those evolving situations. Generally, we like to work with a group that includes one or two trustees, that includes department heads or board members, as well as noted citizens at large, to try and get a broad look at the community and to include them in the policy making of the comprehensive plan. We do start with typically a outreach event that has no prior sort of work done in advance to try and get the public in on the ground floor, to just engage them very high level on what the strengths and the weaknesses of the community are, what they may feel are threats, what they may feel are opportunities. And then we go in and we work with you and the committee to develop a vision for the community for the next 10 years. And then based on that vision, we develop goals, objectives, and we develop strategies for meeting that vision. That's really what a comprehensive plan is for, what it does. Again, I think it provides assurances. It also will tell other levels of government, not just the courts, but if DOT has a plan for improving Route 202 here in the village, and you have policies adopted in the comprehensive plan, they have to consider your locally adopted plan when deciding which types of strategies to pursue. If you say that something should remain rural, it has to remain rural. If you say that something should have a traffic light, or you prefer roundabouts, or whatever it might be, not to say that that's binding on those other levels of government, but they at least must consider your input if it's in the comprehensive plan. Lastly, I heard Mendy say he's going to be seeking funding for some improvements. Mm-hmm. Usually they want to know if you have a comprehensive plan, that the comprehensive plan supports what you're going after in terms of funding. And usually it gives you a leg up if you can document that this is something that the village has been considering. You're not just reacting to an availability of funds, but you already had a need in advance of the grant being offered. So these are all items that typically a community with a comprehensive plan has a leg up on those that are just planning in a reactionary fashion. I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
I know your name, but can you just say your name and everything for the record?
Sure. I'm Max Stock. I'm a partner at Nelson Pope Voorhees. You all know JT Lockman. He's works for the
village planner.
Yep, he's your village planner, and I work with him.
So are you saying that we can get a grant for doing comp plan?
You can get a grant for doing
that.
Yeah.
The state would, if
you
I can
say that.
No. I'm trying to follow. No, meaning if I get an assemblyman or a senator, would they be able, or it's a different type of grant?
It's a different type of grant.
From?
It's usually from NYSERDA.
Not DASI.
It's not DASI. No, it's a Climate Smart Communities program.
How much do they cover?
So they gave.
You go from a recent village.
Yeah. They gave Haverstraw $100,000 to do a comp plan.
Out of
160 total.
Okay, no, that's good to know.
They got $100,000. They got a $50,000 LWRP grant. They put them together and they got $160,000 comp plan.
Yeah, but is that LWRP. I appreciate that info. But isn't NYSERDA more of, you know, if you do EV chargers?
That's what they're going to be looking for. So whenever you take grants, they come with strings attached.
And that's what I'm asking. What was the strings attached?
It was a sustainable comp plan. So they wanted
to
know.
Was that big project by the water?
No. It was. They wanted to know that the comprehensive plan was looking at climate change, sea level rise. They were looking to make themselves.
Next to the water. We're not. We're on the mountain.
That's okay.
We should be eligible for those. No, we get the water from the
sky.
We have other water. We have water runoff
trees. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have the Mawa River, right?
Yeah,
the stream
that goes through
Minisiango too.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
So both of those would, those are things to consider. But really what NYSERDA wants is they want to know about the carbon So
who inhabits who took care of that grant? I'll call them.
It was Sylvia Welch. Sylvia Welch did the grant.
I'll find out. Let me ask you, Brian. Maybe you can answer with Max. Legally, we don't have. Do we have a comp plan? We don't.
You don't have
one. We don't have one at all. So how do we allow by the book to continue?
So the law says.
And Max touched on the courts would just look at your zoning and your resolutions and everything you've done to say that you're a comp plan.
That is our comp plan, but in reality, it's not the best.
It's not the best way to approach it.
They consider it, again, it's whether or not it's consistent with a well-considered plan. So if you were to adopt a zone out of nowhere, right, that is not based on a lot of deliberation on your behalf, that doesn't have a strong purpose and reason, you know, incorporated into it, and somebody said you had acted arbitrarily and that this wasn't consistent with a well-considered plan, that would increase, I think, Brian's load in defending it. If it's in the comp plan.
Is that continuity. Two boards ago, they might have been adopting this zoning, and you know, you were totally thinking a different direction, but you got the plan to follow. You know, so at least if there's a plan, each board that comes along has to follow it, or it may be...
They can upgrade it.
Yeah, update it.
Does the final comp plan need to be approved by the state?
No, so it's a locally adopted. There are some communities that don't adopt their plans, but that's not recommended.
I mean, adopted by resolution.
You finished one for Pearl River recently.
We're working on Piermont.
Piermont.
Yes, we've delivered our draft to Piermont. They came back with some comments. We're giving it back to the CPC.
So
they
saw steer from the mayor.
No, they actually had a pretty large CPC, and that was challenging because there was a variety of opinions.
I read it in the line, online. Yeah.
Yeah, and well, they got complicated because they had.
How do you make sure you get protected, and you don't do something like New Hempstead? They did a comp plan, and then it was challenged, and they're back to square zero, but in such a way that they don't even have the ambition to do it again and go through the whole process.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know you didn't do their comp plan, but I'm asking. Now, I understand that you guys undertook New Hempstead also recently.
JP's working there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't personally have the knowledge.
You don't have the knowledge.
Yeah.
I think I have a secret issue.
It's a secret issue? Okay, got it.
Oh, it's secret.
So Max, you mentioned Paramount, you mentioned Avastraw, you mentioned your new client, New Hempstead. Whatever, you know, how much pain you get from that is your choice, but besides that, can you maybe talk about other complexes?
Oh, sure, yeah. So,
best 5 years?
Yeah, so we did, I mentioned Haverstraw, I mentioned Piermont. I personally worked on Monroe Village, Town of Montgomery. City of Kingston is a little bit far down the road.
Washingtonville.
That's Bonnie. Yeah, so I have other partners that have worked. Bonnie worked in Washingtonville. We have here, we're just starting up in Montebello, a revisiting process. Chestnut Ridge, we worked in Chestnut Ridge. Let's see. Airmont is probably longer now than 5 years. That's probably 8 years, 9 years.
Since you did it?
I didn't work on that, but my company, but actually the company that directly preceded NPV, NPV before was NPV was Turner Genislaw, so Stuart Turner, Robert Genislaw, which you may know from all over the county as well.
How long does the process take?
Typically, including zoning and seeker, 18 months.
18 months.
It can be
a lot of work, or 18 months because it needs
timing. Times. Okay. Yeah, so it also depends if you are changing things. So when you change something, if you increase intensity, if you do something very different than what you have today, the seeker analysis part takes longer. You have to do a GEIS, a generic environmental impact statement. That process is about 6 months now. In prior to 2018, you could write your comprehensive plan in a way that it served as its own GEIS, which made it very efficient, the process. But then in 2018, the state changed the law and said you have to do scoping before you can start a GEIS.
And that takes 6 months.
That is what made us add the 6 months.
Even us as a small village, the size of our village doesn't count, and the amount of zonings that we have, does that make a change in the time frame?
Yeah, I do think so. I think it's likely that you would probably come in closer to 12 months.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, probably 8 months for the plan and 4 months for the adoption. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Out of the, you mentioned almost a dozen comments you did just in Rockland, how many were able to be done with state grants?
So the ones, Paramount has done all grants. Haverstraw done all grants. I'm not as familiar. I know Poughkeepsie, town of Poughkeepsie, was all grants.
Elon, I'm going to look into the grants.
We just finished one in Westchester County. What's the town with South Salem? That's another one I didn't work on, but somebody in my firm did it for the town of, slipping my mind, but it's the town with South Salem in it. I'd have to get back to you on that. NYSERDA grant is a CFA grant. So that's, you have to do it every year, the CFA. I think it just closed, so it'd be next year.
Okay.
It'd be next summer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Max, so much. Thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
For the evening. We are always happy to hear from Nelson. And thank you so much.
Keep us in the shape.
Okay. Very good.
It was very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. So, we are now moving to the next topic, which is the LOC for 34 Northridge.
Do we need to go back into road safety?
Let's go back to 8A, which is the road safety.
What was on there?
I'm sorry?
Well, why was it put on the agenda, Jenna?
So, I didn't know if you... Well, I also didn't know if anyone wanted to come and speak on it, but this was kind of also before we just added all the stop signing stuff, and
so
being that so many people have spoke about it, I didn't want to like just take it off.
Okay,
so
just for the road safety, just for the record, because it's on the agenda, the board did take the road safety issue very sincere. I know Iranan was getting complaints from residents. Was in touch with Jenna. Jenna was getting complaints. We received a letter from Martin Spence recently, and based on that, there's 3 more items on the agenda regarding this topic. So when we get to there, we will deal with it, Mayor, right? So just for the record, we take road safety very serious. Obviously, there's only a certain amount the board can do because we don't control the roads completely. But we try to mitigate the danger on the road. And I know I've had a resident reach out to me, and I'm sure he came to run on too. He said, I don't want any of those stop signs and none of those things. I said, so start driving normal. And if you start driving normal, we don't need those things. We sadly have no choice because we want safety for our residents.
Thank you.
So yeah, but run on, thank you for all the work.
I will point out also that I did have numerous residents approach me regarding speed bumps in very specific areas,
mm-hmm.
regarding areas that have windy turns where it's very difficult to see. So we are going to be getting some requests of those.
We will have them in there. We will do these things.
Exactly.
You know, we don't jump just on 100% because someone is asking.
No.
And we actually have on our agenda a stop sign by Overlook and Lakeview.
Mm-hmm.
The original intent was to see to put it by High Mountain and Overlook, but our engineer decided, based on his input, that it didn't make sense to put it there for a few reasons, and he suggested to put it by Lakeview and Overlook, and that will slow the flow of traffic on Overlook Road, which was our concern. So we don't just, because we hear a complaint or there was an accident that happened there, we just jump in and do what we want. We follow what our professionals advise us, and that's what we're soon going to have on the agenda.
Can I say something, Manny? So my kids go to camp in Aramon, so you know I take 202 and many of the back roads, and town of Rempo had signs, you know, stop signs coming soon to kind of like let people know it's coming soon, because I know if we just add the stop sign, that might catch people a little by surprise when they're not used to stopping. But anyways, they had the sign for about a week or two. It's near Christmas Tree Hill Road, and they added a 4-point stop sign. So then they added, it was kind of weird, but they added the stop sign here, and they even added on the other side of the street so people could really see is stop signs
that's
everywhere. And
that's
then they lit it up, which I have never seen. Yeah. I don't think it's going to stay lit up, but...
No, it is.
Or
yeah,
is
yeah.
it?
Oh,
okay.
But it's a county road.
By the way, also
okay.
the project
that
of our Mr. Weir, who continues, we see, to help all around the county.
No, but so the light up is not something... Regular villages don't do that.
Yeah, okay.
It's the county,
I was
and I think
why.
The reason for it is the approach to that stop sign is so pitch dark over there that they put it up because people were ignoring it. If we're going to see that people ignore a stop sign, somebody else, we will also look into what can be done about it.
Yeah.
But that we haven't gotten yet so far. You know, if we get those issues, but I know in that specific location, it's almost like the 202 in Campbell, the amount of accidents that happened. So that Christmas Hill had so many accidents, that's why they added lighting to remind the people, hey, get off your phone and look at the street.
Yeah.
Also want to point out, I don't know who did anything about it, but there was, in the past month since the accident, an influx in police activity. Police officers on the street.
No, they decided that. That's a new chief. We have a new chief.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I actually spoke to the sergeant at the town of Haverstraw because it's his brother. Golds.
Oh.
There's two Golds.
Okay, so I noticed a lot, and also, you know, people either complained to me or they were very thankful.
Oh, that's nice to hear. That's very nice to hear.
The police.
Not just complaining.
Regarding the police activity and, you know, more police.
Good to know.
But
so.
That is
from now on, Ranan, I'm going to tell everybody complains that Ranan asks for more cops. Okay. Next issue is the return of the LLC to the congregation at 34 Northridge. As you all know, there was a fire there. As a result, there's no infrastructure there anymore. It is in a pre-construction condition. As of such, they requested to return their LLC, and that was approved by Mr. Sense and the other village professionals. As such, I'll make a motion to return the LLC. I'll skip the whereas clauses. The above whereas clauses are incorporated therein. As set forth in full, the mayor, treasurer, or any other employee or official is directed, is hereby authorized to take any necessary steps to facilitate the return of $75,000 previously posted by Chabad of the Heights, along with any interest secured during the time such funds were held by the village. Section 3, the resolution and return of the posted funds shall be subject to the approval of the village building department as to removal of foundation and concrete on the site. Section 4, the mayor and any officer, employee, or consultant directed by the mayor is hereby authorized to take any and all actions necessary to carry out the provisions of this resolution. And Section 5, the resolution shall be effective immediately. Seconded by?
Second.
By Trustee Zeidel. Mr. Lasker.
Aye.
Aye. Mr. Greenberg. Mr. Greenwald.
Aye.
And Mr. Zeidel.
Aye.
Passes 5-0. Please, Jenna, inform
Jenna,
everybody
yeah,
that needs to be informed.
The building department, section 3. It's up to Lou has to approve it finally.
And then I give it to Dorenda?
Yeah, and then you give
got
it to Dorenda.
Gotcha. That's what I was going
to
add.
To make sure that, because he had a comment and.
Yeah.
And what's his name? Harris sent an email this afternoon.
Oh. Gotcha.
And if it's done. And you can do, and it's very simple. I think it's just a simple receipt. They have to bring the receipts of that the dump was dumped, the concrete was taken out, or whatever that is.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Try to get it if
for
possible.
Wednesday.
Meaning yes, once Luke comes, as soon as he comes, try to get it done past him because I don't want to just let it wait around longer if possible.
No problem.
next issue is very exciting, a new building department software, which we hope will be extremely effective and help residents file their permits in a much faster, more efficient, and a much more friendly way. Mr. Lasky, you want to do the honors?
Yeah, I'll just give a quick rundown. We got a presentation from we reached out to a few companies. The reason for it is our building software. I'm not saying anything is wrong or not wrong, but we have seen sometimes some questions that arise that, oh, this wasn't put in with the end timeline. Somebody paid, but they didn't update the actual permit so that it wasn't fully, so we didn't know that the permit was extended. These type of small details, the same thing allowing a resident to apply 80% of his permit online, to get an update online, to get an email reminder before your permit expires automatically. Residents have here some permits that expired over a year, and the building department can't just keep track of every single permit all day long. And that creates sometimes a confusion, and then the resident is upset. Why wasn't he reminded? The same thing being to be able to apply online. Same thing, Bill Press, our code enforcer, goes out to the field. He sees a violation. He fills out paperwork the old time, the old school time. People get sometimes a violation. They don't even understand which code did they pass it out. And I'm not judging anything. So here, it's in a way, the whole building department and code enforcement, everything is going to be intertwined. So when he comes to a lot, he can see when he reaches, oh, they have a permit. He doesn't have to call Village Hall. Do they have an expired permit, existing permit? Oh, do I have to issue them a stop work order or not? Or is there a violation? So, you know, all these redundancies and certain things that can be done, we negotiated a price down. We got two quotes, and we got a third one that gave us a semi. They were trying to push us again to have a presentation and another presentation. I did get their quote from in the past. It was much higher. We tried to negotiate it down. I also want to bring a comment, Brian, the comment that you made that if it hits the fan, could they, what is the liability? They upped it to the full amount of the 12 months instead of the 6 months. So they agreed on that. The only thing is that they want a payment as we spoke. So I did pass it through Brian Nugent. He said he's comfortable with the contract. He doesn't know the software. We all don't know it, but we had the building inspector had a presentation of it. He was okay with it. Elon had a presentation I had. Again, it's general. It's going to make life much easier. It will also make whoever runs the planning and zoning life easier,
oh, yeah,
because it will have a whole extra section for planning and zoning. So as you put in the file, things can be updated and tell you, okay, you're missing this, you're missing. It's going to give you a much, again, that's what they promised me. Again, promises is one thing, but if it will make your life and the resident, the applicant's life much easier to apply, the biggest goal is at the end is that this software gives us also an unlimited amount of
storage,
like which that means that we can scan and we can hire a temp worker to scan in all the village files as time goes by, each one in their GIS file. And like this, the village will have, you know, as soon, you know, sometimes somebody foils something, Jen has to go start digging from under the rocks, and sometimes it's in this file, sometimes it's in that file. Everything goes into the system. Somebody calls for a foil request, she can look it up, get it back, PDF, instant. Again, some things we still have to keep as a hard copy, but that Brian is going to guide us. But eventually the goal is to have everything digitized. It will be much easier, smoother, better for the residents. So again, we got to try to step up in the game for 2024. So that is why we took this leap of faith. And they are covering 500 or 400 towns and villages out there.
Yeah, I was going to say, did Wesley Hills or Airmont or
No, they're not covering local over here yet. But I told them, you're going to cover us, you're going to do a good job, we'll cover the whole
world. Spread the word.
Yes.
We started, me and Mendy started talking about this, I think, a year and a half ago.
Yes.
I think last year Mendy told me I'm dreaming, and somehow he decided to catch on the dream, and I kind of lost hope, but he's
I'm still, we're dreaming, we need the board's
So I'll make a motion, which I'm confident Deputy General Lasker will second. I'll skip the whereas clauses. Section 1, the above whereas clauses are incorporated therein as set forth in full. Section 2, the village board hereby authorizes the mayor or his designee or to execute an agreement with Cloud Permit Incorporated in a final form approved by village legal counsel. Section 3, the mayor or any officer, employee, or consultant as directed by the mayor is hereby authorized to take any and all actions necessary to carry out the provisions of this resolution. The resolution shall be effective immediately. This is seconded by Mr. Lasker. As such, I'll vote yes. Mr. Lasker?
Yes.
Mr. Greenberg?
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Greenwald?
Aye.
And Mr. Zeidel?
Aye.
Passes 5-0.
Board, thank you very much for supporting this hard work. Yes, but we went through it, and it's hopefully going to help our residents.
The belly and the farmers are even more efficient now?
Yes.
No, now the goal is that if the resident calls Jenna, she can go in the system and not have to wait for Sherry or for Lou or for this. She can see up to date. And again, if she has the time for it. No. The system is not going to be available to the public. The public has an option to sign. The public will have an option to put in a permit, to file a permit.
Which is a major.
And they told me that they are legally approved by the state in order to post all documents because they are back.
That's what I was going to ask. So they don't have to do anything. Do they have to not bring the plans or any of that then?
Plans of what? No. They still have to bring hard copies for our thing. Instead of getting an email with a digital copy of the site plan and this and that, and it's all going
all together.
It goes into the file. It's all there. If you need to delete one and update to the next one, that's our building department going to do when they send a revision. You can keep both because you have unlimited space. But then you have a full, and then you have to go look for it. Yes, if you need a hard copy, you will look for it if you still need it. Once the project is done, all you want is a digital file.
Yeah.
You don't want to keep those massive.
Plans. Maybe Martin sometimes asks for it, but that's
it. But make it clear, the fact that a lot of material can be uploaded by the residents
will make life easier.
Will make life much, much easier.
You know, the system will not allow them to press enter finally to submit if they haven't uploaded the 90% that is needed. So instead of them coming back 100 times, missing the insurance, I'm meeting the system won't tell them, upload this, upload that. You have an meaning again, if they upload a blank page, they can circumvent the system, but at the end of the day, the building department will tell them, sorry, you're missing A, B, C, D. But at least they will see, so they won't say, oh, shucks, I have to come to Village Hall again, and again, and again, and again.
Will the system have to generate a notice when it's coming?
Yes, it will tell them in an email that their permit is expiring in a month. It will tell them that. It will automatically tell them when violations get issued. Hey, mister, you're working without a permit. Or mister, you got to come and fix the problem. Or this is the issue. This is the violation. People are complaining about the grass every time. But if you can get an automatic letter go out with a complaint, it'll be much, much easier.
The idea is that
GIS won't have the neighbor's property.
The idea is that residents will need to show up much less to the building department. It will save them man hours.
And our building department would be less over,
The building department will have more time to work a permit and
including planning and zoning.
And do them faster.
Yes. So it will reduce also foot traffic in the office, which in turn will allow the staff to work on the permits much more.
They will.
They're going to make you guys more money now.
Yes. Okay, our next issue is the stop sign at Haley and Overlook intersection.
Like I said, we have in front of us the letter Martin Spensgate. You all saw it, the July 25th letter. He's explained to us, he went to check out the roads. He also, so the first thing actually, in the agenda, it's separate, it's different, so I'll do it the way he put it in the letter. He put about the speed table. So basically, Haley Drive had two speed tables. Mm-hmm. Now, they weren't done the correct way, and it didn't help too much. Now, however, And I know which ones. I already realized when Martin, when we finished to redo the road, that Martin is going to do the correct speed tables. I said to Martin, could you go out and see if we can get away with two and just put in one? Financially, but in more, because I know what it's going to do, and I know we have a stop sign at Aspen, I asked him to go see where it makes the most sense to put it and minimize it to one instead of two. And he went out, and this is his first part of his letter, where he explains that we don't need two, we can get away with one, and we may have a success because A, it's going to force the cars to go down much slower. The current speed table that was there till a few weeks ago, I could have gone over 35 miles per hour, no issue. The new one, you go more than 15 miles per hour, your car needs to go see a body shop. And if you go to I'm not going to say where to go for a new car. However, so this is why he presented us this. Brian prepared us a resolution. I'm going to change the schedule if the mayor's okay. The speed bump AG I'll do first based on the letter. And it's a resolution to allow to install them the money because Martin is, we had one already, so we don't need to do a full process. There was there already one. There was two there. We're narrowing it down to one, but it's going to be a better one. Hopefully that will help also traffic because sadly, Haley Drive is one of the roads we're told people hit 50, 60, and even higher. So this is a big problem. And we are, sadly, we ourselves forget. I'm not going to say I'm an angel on the road. And we sometimes forget and we go too fast. So we need those things to remind us. Anyways, so if the board is okay, I'll make a resolution to the above reads clauses are incorporated in and set forth in full. Section 2, the village board hereby authorizes the village engineer to take steps necessary to obtain services, to have a speed table installed on Haley Drive between Aspen Court and Laura Lane at a cost not to exceed $7,000. Section 3, the mayor and the officer of Blair, consulted as directed by the mayor, is hereby authorized to take any and all actions necessary to carry out a provision of this resolution. Section 4, this resolution shall be effective immediately. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Chief Greenwald, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Passes 5-0. Mr. Lasker-King.
Yeah, the next one. We have a resolution to install a four-way stop. It's basically by the intersection on Haley Drive, Overlook Road, and Valley View Court. So basically, Valley View Court did not have a stop sign. I got complaints from residents that went to Valley View, and because it didn't have a stop sign, you know, it's like, I own the road, and the guy in Haley owns the road. So who comes first? Apparently, it used to be never traffic on Valley View, but there is some traffic there. So that road automatically deserves a stop sign, even without a resolution, Martin explained it, because it's the secondary road. However, we have the issue of speeding. And we had the resident on the corner of High Mountain and Haley complain a lot that are for kids, and other people from across the street. So we, instead of putting in a speed bump, which is making extra speed tables that some want it and some really don't want it run on, you know that.
Yeah.
We're trying to mitigate it with a stop sign. So Martin suggested a four-way stop at that intersection of Overlook. You anyways have to stop when you come out of Overlook. You anyways gonna have to stop on that side street. You're stopping those two. Now with the construction of the new houses further down on Haley, this is smack in the middle, not by High Mountain, because we have one by Southridge and Haley. So we don't need every stop, every road to make a stop sign, but it gives enough space, it will hopefully make the place safer. Again, if one day people will start driving like angels, we can re-review it then.
It's a nice idea.
Yes, I'm saying, but if people will drive like angels, you know, we could, you know, a phone won't be distracting anymore on the roads. Mm. One day we can re-review it. But right now this is the option he presented. I hope the board is okay with it. So again, I'll make a resolution that the above reason clauses are hereby incorporated by reference through set forth herein in full. The Village of Pomona Village Board of Trustees hereby authorize the town of Ramapo to complete the work required for adding two stop signs/stop bars on Haley Drive and one stop sign stop bar on Valley View Court. Section 3, the village mayor or his designee is hereby authorized and directed to execute all necessary documents as approved by village council with the town of Ramapo for the work be completed. Section 4, this resolution shall be effective immediately. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Zeidel. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Again, this hopefully will help. The reason we have town of Ramapo is because we have an IMA with the town of Ramapo Highway Department who does our maintenance of our roads, and they install for us the stop signs and any issues that we have on our road. I'll finish with the second motion for the other is a stop sign. This one is for Overlook Drive. There was a tragic accident. It's not because of that we're doing it, but there was a tragic accident recently at the intersection of High Mountain and Overlook. We got, after that accident, a lot of people came up saying there is speeding on that road tremendously. We asked the engineer to go check it out. He went out twice to that street. He stole the cars and tried to figure out where is there more speeding, where is less, where is it better located to put a stop sign, because you just don't want to put anywhere you want. Mm-hmm. And he came up with the idea to put it by Overlook and Lakeview Court. One of the reasons he wrote in the letter not by High Mountain is because there's a resident who lives right by that intersection. He has a circular driveway. It would be very awkward where the stop signs with the bars would be when he has full circular. So we didn't want to disturb that intersection. High Mountain, because of Lakeview and Overlook, mm-hmm. will be less speeding because people will know a few feet further there's a stop sign. So they can be going 50 and then stop. So High Mountain will have slower traffic for people who are coming off High Mountain. So I'll make a motion to approve another above that stop sign and stop bar. Now therefore being resolved, the boundaries closed are hereby incorporated by reference as set forth in full herein. The village section of the village of Pomona, village board of trustees hereby authorized Town of Ramapo to complete the work required for adding two stop signs, stop bars on Overlook Drive and one stop sign, stop bar on Lakeview Court. Section 3, the village mayor is designee is hereby authorized and directed to execute all necessary documents as approved by village council with the town of Ramapo for the work to be completed. Section 4, this resolution will be effective immediately. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Trustee Greenwell. You had a question, Mark?
Stop.
Stop bar is the line on the street. The sign is the street sign. There's a line.
Like
there's
the
a stop bar and a stop sign. Each one needs an approval. Do I have a all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. Mayor, it's your floor.
We got a very interesting email this week concerning a representative, an attorney representing a resident who is interested in donating a certain parcel of land to the village for the community. Mr. Rubin was advised as such, and can you maybe give the board a short explanation about this process? What does it entail?
Just for the record, I did have a chance yet to call.
Oh, I was going to ask. I did give her a heads up that you were going to.
Yeah, I will call her tomorrow. It's, go ahead.
Can you give the board an explanation about the process? What does it entail? Any things to be concerned about, etc.
Yeah, so it's like any transfer of property. Nothing really different as far as that goes. There'd be documents for the transfer prepared and executed by the owner and the village. The only concerns are usually the village will want to get title insurance, on the property. And then if you have any concerns about potential environmental issues, you may or may not choose to do what they call a phase one environmental review on the property, where they kind of test to make sure there's no issues. If you believe based on the history that's unlikely and it is a small parcel, then you can forego that and just do the transfer real estate documents. You would approve them and authorize the mayor to execute them, and that's really it. Then file them.
Do you require any board resolution to empower you to once the initial conversation with the representatives takes place?
Yeah, we do have a just authorize the process, like the initial discussions and preparation.
Thank you.
And it will come back to you though for a resolution for the approval of the documents themselves.
Understood. Is there a is that usually done by trust or not necessarily? For example, maintaining that the transfer is dependent on the use, only a specific use, kind of
That depends on what they're going
to
tell
yeah,
us.
Yeah, it depends on the property. It doesn't have to be, but it's
could be they won't. Could be they won't. We don't know.
But yeah, don't know. Sometimes people transfer without.
She just said they want to donate.
Yeah, but she didn't say what the use of it.
Yes.
Nope. She said that she wanted to donate.
No, but I think there's also an easement on that property also, and it's a 0.70 on
the well, that'll be part of the title search.
Correct. So he asked the question, it's in the resolution, the property is 136 Kalhalo. It's actually right behind the water tower. The water tower, so it's right behind it almost. It's on Kalhalo. It's a strip of 0.70 of an acre. It's not big, but if somebody wants to donate it to the village, no, you know, just to donate it. The village has always open hands, accepting, as long as, like Brian said, there's no liabilities, and we're not falling into, you know, the town of Ramapo got a donation years ago by the 202 and Lake Town, by the corner. They're right before Ramapo storage. They got somebody donated them land, and I don't know when they took it, and then they found somebody dumped inside, in the ground, thousands of tires. There was a time a few years ago, if you saw, they were digging out, there was a huge pile of tires. The guy buried them. The guy who owned, he had a body shop in Spring Valley. He owned that property years ago, before he buried them under the ground, and then he donated to the town. Now, who fell on the responsibility to clean it out? The town, it was years after. So Brian did bring up a valid point. We want to make sure. So again, if there's nothing to worry about is one thing. Again, I'm less worried. There's a lot of trees there, so we can
see. She said it's like rocky and it's a little wet.
There's trees. I know, but we can go visit the site. We can have a site visit there to just make sure what we feel.
Was it easement on?
I don't know. I'm going to double check. I'll tell you tomorrow.
Yeah, this resolution is to authorize that process.
Okay, it's authorized. So Mayor
says. Yeah, I know we're going to do the next.
Eli, do you want to do it?
I need a resolution. The Bowers clause is incorporated therein as set forth in full. The board hereby authorizes the Village Council, Fair Commission, McCarthy PLLC, to take all actions necessary to facilitate the transfer of the property to the Village of Pomona and prepare the necessary documents for execution by the mayor and the property owner and or the property owner's representative. The mayor and the officer employee or consultant as directed by the mayor is hereby authorized to take any and all actions necessary to carry out the provisions of this resolution. The resolution shall be effective immediately.
Second.
I'll make the motion. Seconded by Mr. Lasker. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Passes. Mr. Nugent.
It's yours now.
It's yours now. Thank you. And we'll look forward to having a site visit and collecting rocks. Okay, old business. We're happy to tell everybody for just a minute, the park work has been finished, the gravel has been put there. Basketball courts. Well, it's going to happen.
Yes.
It's going to happen.
Right? Not only is it going to happen, we are very lucky. I just got, Jenna sent me the bids that came in. One of them came in actually very aggressively. I did not hear from Martin. He told me he's going to call on Friday the company to make sure it's all correct what they wrote, but then I emailed Martin today and I got the auto response. He's out of town.
I was going to say, I didn't know.
I don't know. I know when he's out of town, his phone
did
is off.
Did you see one with like New York City prices? I was like,
everybody's free to come and bid, and we take the best bid out there, right? It's a closed bid. So the good news is that if we can get, and again, it's if, we can get that lowest bid, we can still be within the brackets of that $200,000 project, almost. Which means it's going to minimize the amount we will need for our residents to you know, extra over the $200,000. So that's the good news. I hope so. I'm still trying to crack my head around it. The good news is the basketball will get a refresh. With lines and all the signs. I was actually there this week. I saw firsthand that we gave the approval for a non-for-profit. We gave the non-for-profit to use it for a local camp. And I saw firsthand what this basketball court could do for the neighborhood. So this is a beautiful thing. I'm happy the bid came in. I saw the playground. It's beautiful. It's like a hit me on a beautiful park. I saw kids there. I was in the middle of the week. I was wild. And
It was nice to have swings again. I went right away with my kids. They went nuts.
And
we haven't had swings, I think, since I was a kid.
I know. So,
seriously,
and we're having,
that's
and they're actually, and they're working also on, I'm going to share with you pictures later. I'm going to share with you the pictures I took in the park. I also got pictures, speaking about Meredith, the update on the other park. They already started doing the work in Secor, and they installed the frame of the swings, because we already had that frame.
Yeah, they fixed it up
so
a couple weeks ago.
So that's about this. Where are we holding on the tennis court?
Tennis court?
Did they ever
so
call us for the power?
I was actually gonna ask you the same thing.
Could you email him and CC me tomorrow?
You mean about Biolia getting back to
us? No.
The actual company.
The actual company. He promised us he's gonna do it. I don't know what happened. Email him, CC me.
Because when we were in the last meeting, it was that we were waiting
we
for Biolia to get back.
I took care of that.
Okay, so he has to tell us when
just
he's going to do it.
Just ask him when he's doing
okay.
the job.
Okay.
So that's one thing. Elon, one more thing. That's about the tennis court. We also have regarding the water fountain in Secor Park. Apparently, it was working beautifully till like a week and a half ago. I don't know if they took out the one that they lent us. Could you email him, CC the mayor and myself? Any updates on the, because they took out the one that they sold us that was broken, that was stripping, the electric was stripping. Now the resident sent me a picture that it's not working for the last week and a half. You know, we don't go there every day, so if you can reach out to that company, see what's going on, CC me so we can see what the status is there. Thank you.
Gina, next time Harris comes to the office, I know he drops by.
He was here today.
Please tell him that. We are really, really anxious to hear about the basketball court, so if by any chance...
No, that's Brian.
It's actually not Martin either. Yeah, I can send him an email.
Just tell him we're really anxious and we would love to have it done.
Send him an email, hey, what's going on? We want the basketball up and running, yes. It shouldn't take, I think it shouldn't take more than 2-3 days to get it.
We can have it before Labor Day, that would make life really, really good for a lot of kids. A lot of kids in the neighborhood would definitely appreciate that for August. So I guess as far as milling and paving,
we finished milling and paving. No, it's an update just to tell us that we finished the work. It was done beautifully. I think we have beautiful roads in our village. Some residents had questions about why we didn't finish Tamarack. I think our engineer made it very clear that he needs to settle the holes that were dug by Arnie Rockland, need to settle, and the last section was done with Woodfield less than 6 months ago.
Yes.
So they suggested to push that for next year. I did ask Martin to move the speed ahead to get money from Arnie Rockland, their sharing cost for this, so we don't have to wait another full year to get the money for that.
Oh, actually, too, because... I never know when Harris is coming, but he did stop by at the end of the day today, and I did ask him about the road and milling and all that. He said it was done, and that he should be giving us the paperwork soon to get the money back.
Yeah, no, they'll do it.
Wonderful, thank you. I don't think there's anything for building and maintenance. As such, trustee period, Mr. Greenwald, the floor is yours.
Greenwald, right?
I forgot to send pictures to Jenna.
So send her a picture. She will reach out to our to town of Radapo. They will come with their machine.
Also, the potholes on Lady Town was actually...
Send a picture.
Like, past village, like when you make a left down that way.
Where
exactly the numbers?
In the middle of Lady Town, like...
Between what and what?
Emerald.
Like so take a picture.
Yeah, they really don't want
to
help me without the pictures.
She has a picture. They open
it.
What?
You should take.
We need the engineer to go take.
No. The engineer actually, when he does the MS4 report, he goes around and marks all the big potholes, and they get done in September. But if you see something that's bothering you now. Take a picture, Jenna will forward it. The town of Rambo is pretty on the game. Within 2 weeks, it gets fixed. But if you don't reach out to them, voila, you know, it's not going to happen. And I know for a fact, Jenna reaches out, they fix it.
We've had this past year a couple of times that, you know, within 2 weeks,
It gets resolved. It gets resolved. Again, Quaker is not on Village Road.
I have spoken to more residents about that, and I asked them to please all complain, because I don't know why Havistra filled in like two potholes out of like 50.
They left.
That was like 2 months ago. I don't understand that.
Mr. Zidell?
I don't know. Anyways, who's in charge of, by the corner, Cole Hollow to cover that? Is that also the same one?
Cole Hollow, where is it? On Cole Hollow or on Lennington? Because Cole Hollow is county.
The whole point.
So, what you should do is take a picture and send it to me. I'll file a claim on the county's website. I'll do it, please. I'll do it. But take a picture and give me the location, please. Thank you. Rana,
how do you think that thing? Mr. Greenberg? Okay. So last night,
I spoke enough. I said enough.
Okay. He's exhausted. Okay. Thank you. Jenna, the floor is yours.
I think it's the first time I don't have anything, because it would have been all this road safety, speed bumps, and all that, which you guys already covered.
Jenna, how's the Amazon account? It works out?
Yes, thank you.
So, appreciate you got everything. Just don't mind the whole world.
No, I did not.
No, but thank you. Thank
you. You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Was it accepted? The
floor is yours.
Just attorney client privilege advice.
Over there. Okay.
Yeah.
Dylan, you don't have to say, right? Okay.
So,
I will make a motion to go to executive session to discuss legal issues. Can I have a second?
Second.
Second by...
Hold on, Grunwald. You guys were kind of at the same time.
Mr. Grunwald.
Who's it going to, Grunwald?
Mr. Grunwald and Mr. Zidell. Have both of them seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Let's go to executive session. Good day. Good to see you. Help me.
Thank you.
General. I'm waiting to see you run a marathon.
Yes.